Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially this week, as we continue to celebrate the 16th anniversary of our radio show, of our broadcast, and the 14th anniversary of our e-zine, the Small Business Advocate newsletter. We're celebrating these milestones, folks, and as you heard me say so many times in the past, small business owners, when you accomplish your milestone, you should be making a big deal out of it. Your customers like seeing you being successful. And somebody that I admire very much, who's very successful in his job, and because he works for some really cool people, Cam Fine is with us. Well, Camden Fine is the president and the CEO of the Independent Community Bankers of America. He's a great member of our Brain Trust, but more importantly, he's the guy who looks out for every day. He looks out for our favorite folks in our communities, the Independent Community Bankers. I don't know what I would do without my bank. And you'll probably feel the same way. He's our good friend, Cam Fine. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Jim, and happy anniversary to you. That's a great accomplishment, and I applaud you for that.
I appreciate that. Cam, I continue. Nothing's happened since we talked last or lately to make me – well, there actually is one thing, and we'll talk about that in a minute. One little thing that's making me feel a little bit better about – maybe a little bit better about independent community banks, but there's so many challenges that our small banks are facing right now, and I'd like for you to give us a report on where things are.
Well, it's just the regulatory burden is just staggering on community banks, and we push back against that every day. For example, tomorrow, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is expected to release new rules that we think are going to be at least 1,000 pages long.
Wow.
1,000 pages of rules dealing with truth in lending and the Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act.
Right.
There's going to be no carve outs for small lenders.
Wow.
There will be calculations that will nearly take an MIT professor to calculate. And you're talking about a little town square community banker with maybe a dozen employees trying to serve their community. And we estimate right now that there are over 25,000 pages of regulations that they have to try to adhere to.
Now, folks, here's what I want you to overlay what Cam just told you with comments that you hear from members of the government. How much they're trying to help small business, how much they're trying to grow the economy, how much they're focused on jobs and all that kind of BS that you hear them talking about. And let me tell you something. When they use one tool to regulate all banks, even though a community bank is much different from the big banks that caused all
Absolutely.
The trouble in 08, when they use one tool to do that, they are lying when they tell you that they're trying to help the Main Street economy.
Yeah, absolutely. One size does not fit all. The business model of the community bank is a relationship model. They deal customer to customer, and they treat each customer as a unique person and with unique needs. And these one-size-fits-all regulations where you have a little tiny bank on the town square having to comply with the same regulations that Bank of America or J.P. Morgan Chase or Citigroup have to comply with is just insane, Jim.
And you said something off the air. I was introducing folks. Grace Marie Turner was just on. I was introducing Cam and Grace, and Grace Marie and I were talking about Obamacare. And you said something to her. I'd like for you to say to the audience. Tell them what you told Grace Marie about the Dodd-Frank bill.
Well, the Dodd-Frank, which was passed in 2008 in response to the crisis of 08, is to community banks what Obamacare is to this country. And I mean, it really is.
I'm laughing because I'm only chuckling because it's so darn accurate.
It is the community bank version of Obamacare. And by the way, our community banks are going to get dinged by Obamacare. That's a whole nother issue we have to deal with. It is a double whammy.
Cam, give us the website, please.
Our website is www.icba.org.
All right, folks. So, folks, check it out, and also check out your local banker. When you hear people say that banks need to loan more money, they're not talking to community bankers because they got lots of money to lend. They're ready to lend them. All you got to do is go by and visit with them. Quick break, 20 till the hour. When we come back, Janet Yellen, the Fed chairman nominee, said something this last week that I thought was very interesting. I want to get Cam to talk about that. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.